Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we get a look at Jada Toys' new G1 metal figs. Hallmark announces this year's Transformers G1 Christmas ornament, and a mysterious listing for Generations G1 red figures pops up. What on earth could that mean? Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020, and this is episode 377 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that sounds better than almost every late-night talk show on TV right now. I'm your host Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hello. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. Yeah, those talk shows should record everybody's tracks separately on Audacity.
Maybe they could just find some YouTuber or podcaster and get some tips.
Help them out.
I just want to know why some of these super rich celebrities don't have better cameras.
It's not a priority for them.
I guess. You can definitely tell which ones are no computers at all. some of them are pretty technically illiterate.
Anyway, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions.
Yep.
Those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. It's
very appreciated, especially at this point, yes, that people are continuing to contribute.
Yes, and week five of the quarantine lockdown.
I think it's day 111.
Yeah, they just keep running together. Yeah.
This 2020 is the longest Monday ever.
Yeah, I'm definitely going into my fourth week here.
So
I feel like I've been stuck working at home for a few years now.
Yeah, so we hope everyone's doing well, and hopefully you're able to keep busy, or if you're whatever your situation is, you're able to stay safe and stay active. But we try to bring a little bit of entertainment, for an hour or so. Talk about Transformers. Transformers on Cybertron. There's no pandemic, so.
I don't know if you've heard, Charles, there's this hate plague.
But they got the Matrix. We need a Matrix here. So, and they got Optimus Prime and the Matrix. All we got is Donald Trump. So
I don't even know who that would be compared to.
Anyway,
there's another iTunes review about Charles's comments.
I mean, that's how it is. Facts are facts. Anyway, yeah, so if you would like to become a Patreon and support the show, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. There's still stuff on our merchandise store at tpublic.com. That's transmissionspodcast.com/shop. That's our tpublic store. You can also go to KGirl store at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. We've got lots of shirts up, Transmissions themed shirts. We did get a sale this week, so thank you to someone who took advantage of the sale last week. And then we've got,
they actually bought our shirt.
They did. They did. Thank you. When you get them, please show them off on social media. We will retweet you or share you if you show it off.
Show us you wearing it in one room, and then you can go be wild and go to another room.
Live dangerously.
Yeah.
And we've got another sale this week from April 15th, that's today, until April 17th. So TeePublic is running another site-wide sale where everything is 35% off. So again, if you missed last week's sale, you've got another chance this week. So check them out. And if you go through our link, anything you buy from TeePublic will benefit us. So transmissionspodcast.com/shop.
That's a good thing to point out. If you want to support multiple groups or multiple podcasts or whatever, you can use our link and then buy something from the other podcast, and we both benefit from it.
It's a win-win. All right. And also, we have another episode of Empire of Rust. So episode 21 came out this Monday, Murder on the Metallicus Express. So you can check that out. And that is our bi-weekly Transformers RPG live play podcast run by our awesome producer and editor, Mike Ordway. So check out the gang on the Metallicus Energon transport ship, where the group discovers a dead body. And what happens next? You'll just have to listen to find out.
I got a question. This is episode 21 of Empire of Rust. They're about an hour apiece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is 21 hours of playing a game? How...
Not all in one sitting.
I understand. I understand that. But, like, I mean, we played... I understand that this is a bit of a D&D takeoff and, you know, put Transformer characters in a D&D setting, it's, right?
Yeah.
We played it at TFCon Chicago a few years ago, and, I mean, our session may have gone 4 or 5 hours or something like that, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we died during... The process. Has nobody died yet? Like, how are they still going 21 hours in and nobody's died?
There are ways to get better.
Ways to get better from
they've
dying.
They've gone through multiple adventures and leveled up, so they've got more hit points now.
Yeah. I see.
There,
like in the one that Charles and I played, wasn't it like then you die, Charles?
I did
or almost
I
died.
Almost died. Yeah, if I had not gotten medical attention, I would have been dead.
Yeah, so one of the other characters was able to, you know, heal him a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah, so one character in Empire of Rust has gotten close to death. So Sweet Spot, in his he had a race a few months ago, and he was attacked during the race and almost killed, but survived. So
I see.
And Wildstrike, the Decepticon in their group, he did a kamikaze run and killed a sniper by he's a jet. He transforms into a jet and he flew and crashed his jet into a sniper in a building and brought the building down. And so he almost nearly killed himself doing that.
Well, no, kamikaze means he killed himself.
Maybe he's bad at it.
Attempted kamikaze? Is that more accurate?
I guess, but. So, okay. Then the next part of this is, how long do the sessions last? Like, is it going to go like Empire of Rust 2, Episode 1? Or is it just going to keep going?
Well, these are all different sessions,
yeah.
I think. Like, they probably did this, like, one kind of story arc in, like, one gameplay session, and then Mike cuts it up into multiple episodes.
Yeah. No, that's what I get Mike... that. So where would be... So if you were like me and made it through episode 1 and then forgot or missed the next 20 episodes, could I say start on episode 15 because it's the start of a new journey or whatever, right? Is there another jumping on point instead of going back to episode 2 and listening to 20 hours of this?
There are. There are definitely... endpoints to certain adventures. So this current adventure, they are basically they're escorting an Energon transport to stockpile some Energon. Like basically they were commissioned by Ironhide in Iacon to guard this transport, to go out to this Energon mine and bring the Energon back and protect it from marauders, bad guys, pirates. And so this little adventure that they've been on right now has been, I believe, the last two or three episodes. So you could have started at that point. It would just be focused on this little adventure. Of course, there's backstory that you'd miss, but,
right.
You know, this is one single adventure that they're escorting this transport ship, the Metallicus, as in the title, the Murder on the Metallicus Express. The ship is the Metallicus.
Right. I got it.
Get it?
I got it. Cool. Okay. All right, go on.
You really should be listening to the show. Since you're on the show, Daryl, you really should be listening to
it. I'm not on Empire of Rust.
You're affiliated with Transmissions.
Right, of course.
You should be listening to it.
Like I said, I got behind, and Mike never misses a beat. So, I mean, I kept getting behind, and I expected him to just be like, oh, I got nothing to put up this week. I forgot about it. And that's my impression of Editor Mike. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. I got nothing to put up this week. He just keeps pumping them out every week. So, or every other week, I think it is. Yeah.
Daryl's about to get savagely edited in this episode.
Quite possible. Yeah. I just wish I had, you know, a unlimited amount of free time that I could just sit at home and just listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Wait, for those of us that are actually still working through this pandemic, it really irritates me when people are like, I have all this free time. I don't know what to watch anymore.
It is actually kind of difficult because I have a backlog of podcasts, and because I am still working, I can't sit at home and listen to them because I have to listen to my online training programs. So,
right. I usually listen to podcasts during the day, but now I have to like keep an ear out to, you know, help with the kid and stuff. My podcast playlist right now is at 2 days, 13 hours. I'm about to just mark all his plays.
Yeah, but I mean, Mike's pretty efficient. I mean, that's why we, he originally set the schedule at bi-weekly. So he gives him enough lead time to cut the episodes up and get them ready. You know, 1 hour every 2 weeks is manageable when they're doing, I think they're doing play sessions monthly. So every month they record a play session and that gives them 4 or 5 hours. And then he's set for the next 2 or 3 months of episodes. So
cool.
He's an efficient guy, and he edits this show every week too.
It's true. All right. Well, as Mike would say, all right, guys, let's stop talking about my Empire Rush show and get back to Transmissions, the real best show of them all. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Has there ever been a more accurate impression of somebody?
It's been a character study. I've been working on it for a very long time.
All right. Let's talk about some Transformers toys. This is probably all getting edited out. On to toys.
Here we go. All right. First up this week. It came out last week, but we kind of skipped it just to kind of not get the spoilers out and you know, let everyone kind of get a chance to see it. Because when it first got announced at New York Toy Fair, we kind of knew that as soon as this thing kind of showed up, there would be pictures of the inside of it. So this is the Netflix War for Cybertron kind of, it looks like an ammo box, but it's Ultra Magnus. It's the War for Cybertron Ultra Magnus, and it's Siege Ultra Magnus, only done in a new paint scheme. He's kind of grimed up a whole lot more than the Siege version. There's a theory that I have about why he's a lot more dark. I don't know why I did air quotes there, but I did. So he's comes with the exact same kind of accessories that the Siege one comes with. So you got his gun, you got the, and he's got his kind of side leg guns or whatever. But he also is coming with a Rung figure. This is a little different. We kind of knew this because people immediately translated the Cybertronian on the box to say, what was it? Battlefield Rung, I think it was. Yeah, Battlefield Rung. And Rung is now pink. He's very pink, and he comes with the same blast effects that the original Rung came with. This is, it's kind of interesting. I'm sure that the show will explain why Rung is pink, and I'm looking forward to kind of seeing it and figuring out, you know, and seeing why they've gone ahead and done that. The one thing, though, that I really don't know why, and I've tried to keep myself away from any kind of spoilers and stuff like that, but there's a big chunk of black, looks like putty in the packaging, and it's holding a pink kind of package, and I'm assuming it kind of looks like it's the instruction booklet, but I think there's something more in there.
It's Energon cubes.
Oh, is it Energon cubes? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame. All right, then.
You can tell In the pictures, I don't know what number. The number 10 picture, you can clearly tell.
In the number 10 picture, you can clearly tell. Well, I see. I guess that's Energon cubes. I don't know why they put it in this black putty. I'm hoping that the black putty means just something.
A bag or something.
Kind of looks like putty. I see or fingerprints styrofoam. On it and stuff, but whatever. Yeah, it looks like it's putty, but whatever. I'm hoping it has something to do with the show, so that would be kind of neat. But yeah, so anyway, Charles, does this new deco of Ultra Magnus kind of intrigue you to want to know why he's done up like this as part of the show?
I mean, yeah, that does pique my curiosity, but as attraction for a figure, it's actually kind of a turnoff. I mean, I think the original Ultra Magnus figure, the original Siege Ultra Magnus figure, is a good figure. I still am, I still don't like the battle damage paint apps that they applied all the figures, which is why I kind of passed on this one, mm-hmm. on the original. And yeah, the redeco kind of ups the ante there, and then makes it look worse to me, at least. I mean,
yeah.
I am curious, what this means on the show. Like, on the show, does he go through, does Ultra Magnus go through some shit on the show and, like, gets heavily hurt on the battlefield and his partner is wrong with him or something? I mean, that would be interesting.
Maybe.
But, and I already have wrong, thanks to friend of the show, Dr. Pants. So, I'm good with him. So, yeah, this redeco is not something I'm interested in, but I am interested. I really am interested in the show. I'm ready to see the Netflix show. I mean that was originally scheduled for, I think, June of this year, so hopefully they don't push that back. I mean, Netflix shouldn't have any problems streaming stuff during the pandemic. No. So
in fact,
I mean, as long as it's done,
yeah, they should move it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I actually do have the Ultra Magnus, the original one, and I had some success in getting the paint damage off of that. This new version here looks like some of the parts are actually gray plastic now, so that would make it a lot more difficult to clean that off. Jeremy, does this pique your interest for the show, or does this, change your ideas on the Ultra Magnus figure? Are you more interested in it now, or much more less interested?
Much more less interested, at the same level interested.
Okay.
No, I think I never got the original one, and I like the design, particularly the vehicle mode. If we weren't in a pandemic, I'd probably be eager to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
But $60, need to conserve money right now.
Yeah,
but I do like this. I like the idea of Rung in the TV show. Like, that was a surprise for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you get a figure with Energon cubes is rare, and I think that's an awesome accessory to add. I don't really mind the additionals. I mean, at this point, you're like, it is what it is. But I've always liked the look of this figure. Like I said, particularly the vehicle mode, but. If a lot of things were different, I'd probably be up for getting this pack. And I don't know, I still might get it as like an early birthday thing, but who knows. But I think it looks good. And I particularly like the Rung. Like, the translucent effects, like the translucent pink, it really kind of works, especially with the blast effects. I don't know, it looks good to me.
All right. Yeah, well, we'll see when the show comes out. I don't know if we have a release date on this thing yet, but I'm sure it's probably going to hit the shelves before the show comes out. That's generally how it works.
This comes out, I just checked Walmart.com, and it's May 28th. But
oh, damn.
The toy comes out.
Okay, well, that's pretty close to the release of the show then. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on this, and when the show comes out, and we'll definitely get an answer as to why Ultra Magnus is all effed up. I have one more quick topic, and this is something that kind of came out this week, kind of out of left field, and we don't really know a whole lot about it, but we figured we'd kind of do a little speculation of our own. This is new mysterious Walmart listings for Generations G1 Red figures. So Walmart's been the sole, the exclusive store for the G1 reissues. That's fairly obvious. It's the only store you can go and get them. And when this thing popped up, it came with the title that there's a Generation G1 Red Soundwave and a Generation G1 Red Megatron are both appearing in the Walmart listings. So there's a kind of a, well, a confusion on my part as to, okay, so G1 is fairly obvious. We know what that means. Generations, that's kind of obvious. We know what that means. But do they mean the same thing? Have the reissues been in the Generations line? Not that I know of. And what does Red mean? Go to Jeremy this time. Jeremy, do you have any speculations on this as to what either of these titles might mean?
Completely red repaints. I don't know. That's not likely. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. G1 Megatron at all, I'm wondering about it. Because we don't get a G1 Megatron anymore.
Right.
It might be a completely red repaint, and that's kind of how they get away with doing a gun.
But, I mean, given the fact that they went to lengths to call Shockwave a spaceship and Six-Shot a submarine, mm-hmm. I would be hesitant that they'd make any Megatron that actually has a I mean, does a Walther P-38 look like a submarine upside down? Well,
no, but if it was completely red,
it would look more like a Nerf gun.
Right. I mean, it would save them from having to do like a single tip red thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the whole thing red and it's not going to be confused for a real gun.
But then why make Soundwave red?
I don't know. Soundwave has ever really been black and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever like a fire version in Japan?
Not that I know of. I mean, closest I've seen is Blaster, which is red. I mean, mm-hmm. when this story first came out, Ant from TFU.info and I were kind of talking on Twitter about it. And his theory was that there's a spelling mistake in these listings. And that it's more leaning towards a RID Soundwave or an RID Megatron.
Oh, instead of red.
Exactly. And our conversation started going back and forth. Well, I said, what is a G1 RID figure? You know, we kind of went back and forth from there. But it's very possible that, you know, there are spelling mistakes in this and that either it's not G1.
Maybe it's G1 RID, well, the 2001 versus the new one.
I guess it could be. It could be somebody that just put, you know, it put, if you look at it, you've got, if red is actually supposed to be RID, then you've got Generations, which is a series of its own, G1, which is a series of its own, and then RID, which would be a series of its own. You've got three series in one title card. So it's very confusing, but I tend to lean towards G1 because that's something that's very defined. You can say this is a G1 Soundwave, and that's fairly known. You know what a G1 Soundwave is. Generations can be more of a blanket term to cover most Transformers. Red is the one that's just throwing me for a loop, and that's the one that I can't seem to get my head around. Charles, do you have any kind of theories on this? You're a doctor.
it's not really helpful here. I don't know. I was just gonna Google the if there was a pre Transformers deco for Soundwave, like what the Microman deco was for mm-hmm. the original Soundwave toy.
And it was Cassette Man, and he was blue. He was the same deco.
Okay, well. Well, never mind then.
What about this? What if they're going to treat a G2 Megatron as G1?
Huh?
So we'll and be make getting it red? The G2 toy in red.
I don't like that. give us the green and purple. The original green and purple.
What if red is actually like a subtitle? Like it's like
Red Band Transformers?
Yes. No, like Red Zone, like Transformers, the, you know, it's something like the red, like they're the bad guys, so they're in like the red zone, blah, you know. I don't know.
I'm surprised though this would be a Walmart and not a Target, because Target has like red as their prominent color, and like they have the red card, and we got that red seeker.
Yeah, but maybe the fact that it is G1 means that Walmart is the exclusive reseller of the G1 stuff. I'm very curious about this, seeing as I'm a much more of a G1 collector than anything else. If it does turn out to be a G1 Megatron, I'm going to be absolutely flabbergasted. This would be unheard of in modern times.
I see that as really unlikely, given the like realistic toy guns are really a no go in the U.S. market. At least, I'd definitely pick it up, but I'd be surprised. I mean,
yeah.
I would love to have a G1 Megatron reissue. I mean, or an original, but not really gonna hunt one of those down. But yeah.
Well, I'm going to put it out to the listeners then. Take this for what it is. It's something that kind of appeared in the Walmart inventory system. If you have an idea as to what it might be, Generations G1 Red, Soundwave, and Megatron, what do you think they are? We'll have a link in the show notes if you want to try the EAN number that is listed with both of them. I pumped them into the Walmart website. They came back with nothing. So who knows? In the next little while, they might come back with something. But let us know if you have a guess, if you have a theory of what it might be, because I don't know. It's cool, though. I'm excited. Jeremy, what do you got for us?
The first thing I have is a picture of a pre-production sample of the Jada Toys Optimus Prime. This is a 4-inch tall, kind of super deformed-ish figure. I mean, it seems to have like a normal proportioned body and then a big head. The eyes light up. He's got his axe. I think they showed these off at recent toy show, I think. I'm not sure which one this picture below is from, but it's officially licensed, non-transforming, obviously, made out of metal. And I don't know. I mean, it looks nice. The eye light up gimmick is good. The image we have here is like a darker background, so that's really prominent. Daryl, what do you think? I mean, we know that this is not kind of, you know, our area of stuff we collect, but what do you think of the figure?
I think it looks cool. It's an action figure, right? So it moves. It's not a statue. I like the fact that it has light up eyes because they look pretty dope. And yeah, the whole chibi head look thing, it's pretty cool. I think it's really neat for those, you know, collectors that may not have a lot of space and can't collect, you know, every single figure that they've ever wanted, but want something that's really cool, or have a display at like, say, their work.
Yeah.
And this would be a really cool thing to put it, you know, on your desk, you know, that kind of thing. I think it looks really cool. The paint looks awesome on it. Really kind of metallic finish. Yeah. I think it's a really cool looking figure. The one thing I would change, I know this is saying it's a pre-production sample, but the boob windows just seem to not match the rest of the paint on this thing. It's everything's metallic and fancy and flashy. And then the boob windows are just flat.
And it's not even like the same shade of blue. It's a light blue.
Yes. I don't expect them to be the same shade of blue. I mean, I just want them to do something with it just to make them look, you know, as fancy as the rest of the paint job on them. But that would be it. Make it
look like a metallic cell shaded look or something.
Yeah, something. But other than that, I like it. It looks really cool.
Charles, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. This does look like a really cool figure. Having the light up eyes is really nice. And the axe... The Energon axe, of course, you know, that's cool. That Energon axe gets a lot of mileage for being in one episode of G1. Yeah, it's cool. It's a neat little figure. And you know, I think the design is nice. The super deformed style is cool. And I'm curious to see the other figures in this line. Do we have a price for this? Do we know what these are going to be?
No. So I don't know. I think we'll have to wait and see. All right. The last thing I have here is good news for you, Daryl.
Oh, good. I like that.
The new the Generation Selects War for Cybertron MicroMaster Spy Patrol third unit 4-pack, that's a mouthful, is going to be available for pre-order at EB Games Canada.
Oh.
Story here on TFW says it includes a redeco of Rumble as Frenzy, parentheses, blue guy, Rat Bat as Wing Thing, which is Soundwave's Action Master partner, and then it has redecos and remolds of both of those figures as Scar and Knock. And those are G1 Double Dealer's Power Master partners, and I believe these will be able to connect into the new Double Dealer figure. So they're going to be out May 14th. And priced at $29.99 Canadian.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So are you interested in these?
Kind of. I'm I feel like I'm in the same boat as everyone else where I have not been able to find Rumble and Rat Bat in the 2-pack. So I'm desperately looking for that as my mainline fix. But this would finish off the, you know, the Soundwave mini bots. I expect to get Double Dealer when he comes out, so this would give me his kind of Power Master guys, and I would get Wing Thing, so cool. You know, he's a sound, like it says, he's a Soundwave partner from Action Masters, so that's kind of cool. I could put him with Action Master or my Soundwave, but yeah, it's not expensive at $30. It's exactly the same price as the last two figures I've bought from EB Games. So the Ectotron was also $30, and the Siege Ratchet was $30. So it seems like that's one of the things that they're doing is having these pre-orders for $30. So
cool. Charles, have you been interested in these figures? I think we can order them probably from Pulse.
Yeah, I mean, I just, for me, it's kind of you're getting basically two copies of the same figure in different colors. So it's a little bit of a redundancy for me. Like, I'd rather get the regular Rat Bat and Rumble 2-pack than get these four guys. Cause I don't see myself getting the Double Dealer just cause I'm kind of avoiding getting bigger figures now that I still have Unicron coming and need to clean out some space. it's cool that they like repurpose the Power Master figures for Double Dealer. I hope they do peg into the Double Dealer figure some way.
I think we saw like where he would peg in, or they would peg in.
Okay. Yeah. But for me, it's not enough of a value for me to get basically two copies of the same figure in this box set. So that's probably why I would pass on it.
Well, I cannot remember if I pre-ordered these or not. So we'll just see when they come in.
If only you had an archive of your past orders that you could look
up. Well, it's just a matter of logging into Pulse and checking. Like on Toy Fair Day, I kind of pre-ordered some stuff and then I forgot. it's like a self-preservation method.
You shot yourself with the memory gun so that no one could interrogate you.
Look, I did pre-order it for $20. How about that? So I guess I'll be getting it. Just like I did with that Jetfire when it was on sale at Walmart. So anyway, that's all I got. Charles, what do you have?
Okay, so first up, this is out of China, but I just thought it was really cool and kind of ridiculous. We've got an RC monster truck.
RC as in the letter, like radio controlled, not...
Yes.
ARC.
Exactly. A radio controlled monster truck of Optimus Prime. But no, the truck is not Optimus Prime. It's Optimus Prime as in robot mode driving a monster truck. So this thing looks pretty big. One of the pictures has a woman holding the box and it's like taken up half her body, so it's a big figure.
It says 55 centimeters but, on it.
Yes, I can't do the metric measurements. I don't know what it's about 2 feet. I think that 55 centimeters is like 2 feet or something. 30 centimeters is a foot, so it's about 55 2 feet.
Centimeters is about 21 and a half inches,
whatever that is.
About 2 feet, that's what I said. It's big. Fortress Maximus was 2 feet tall, so this is big. What it reminds me of, though, is do you remember when Spider-Man had the spider buggy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just the ridiculousness of why would Spider-Man need a car? He spins a web any size. He swings around in buildings. He doesn't need a car. And this is the same thing. Optimus Prime turns into a truck. He doesn't need it to drive a truck.
Ah, but this is an off-road vehicle. Optimus Prime is not an off-road vehicle.
but yeah, this is actually for the Chinese market, so it's questionable whether this will actually come to the USA or any, you know, anywhere else outside of China. But I just thought it was cool and ridiculous. And it has lights, sounds, jumping movement, so you know, maybe it does like that the gangster car where it moves up and down or something.
I like how it lifts.
But yeah, Perfect Toys from China makes this. So, and it looks to be officially licensed Transformers. So,
so the box is only 55 centimeters wide. The vehicle itself is 38 centimeters. 38 by 28 by 21.
It's still pretty big.
What I love is that picture with the girl holding the box. It says oversized gift boxes are more flattering. Essentially, it's what she's wearing. And I'm pretty sure that's just a badly photoshopped thing.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
So, Daryl, you like it?
It's funny. I mean, this is not something you give to another toy collector. This is something you give to a kid. I don't see an age on it. Not that they would have had an age on the box, but maybe it's buried somewhere. But it's ridiculous. It's fun. It's Cyberverse. It's in the Cyberverse line. It's just fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, you getting this for Alex?
If it were here, I'd be tempted. I mean, as someone with a kid in the like perfect age range for this, you know, he's, you know, 5 to 6, and he loves Transformers. He loves Optimus Prime. He loves trucks. This would tick a lot of boxes, and transforming the figure at that age is not most of the time. He brings it to me. It's like, can you transform this? So he's not interested in the actual mechanics of taking it from one form to the other as much as just playing with it. And this is just so ridiculous. I think he would get the ridiculousness of it too. Being that we have family in China, it's likely that he might end up with something.
Like shipping this would be crazy.
It would be.
Maybe we'll see a team up between Optimus Prime and Spider-Man. Well, another team up, I should say, with their two buggies. The monster truck and the spider buggy. All right, my next item up for bid is a G1 Jazz Christmas ornament announced by Hallmark. So our
$1, Bob.
A little bit more. Oh, but you didn't go over, so I guess you win.
I didn't get the bid yet, Bob. $17.99, Bob.
Ding, ding, ding. Right on the money. Hey. Daryl, you win $100.
Do I win both showcases?
No, you win. You get the prize and the $100 bill.
Yeah, but as Daryl said, this is going to retail for $17.99 US. This is Hallmark's. Hallmark is doing their yearly Transformers Christmas ornament, and Jazz is up for this year. So these usually show up in stores in the summer, so probably around July, around when TFCon would be.
Just when everyone's That's thinking about Christmas.
Christmas in July. Never heard of that? But yeah, I mean, this looks really good. This Jazz figure looks very very detailed. We've got some more pictures. We've got an example of him hanging on the tree. We've got the box. The box is a little bit different. It's all red this time, with no picture on the box. So
there's a picture on the back.
Oh yeah, you're right. But this is these figures have been very close to the toy designs. So the G1 toy design. So this is no different. So we've got the he does not have his missile that he has in the toy. So also emulating the cartoon although he still has his door wings, which were not in the cartoon. So, but yeah, G1 Jazz, it is a good representation of G1 Jazz, and it goes with all the other G1 toy ornament figures. And I will definitely be picking this up because I am building that collection. I have every one of these. Thanks, DJ Ronan, for getting me the Optimus Prime one, but I've all got all the other ones in retail, and I will continue. Jeremy, are any interest for this Jazz? We're finally getting a Jazz. It's not a masterpiece Jazz, but it is a Jazz.
I also have all of them so far. One thing that I thought was neat, where like the original G1 toy says Martini Porsche, this says Agent Meister, which is his Japanese name was Meister.
Yep.
So that's a nice touch, because I imagine they were not going to license the Porsche name for an ornament.
Exactly. Yep.
So, you know, they're going to save that for the masterpiece toy. The only thing I really is weird about it is the face. I don't know. It's just the lips seem weird. But I mean, I'm at TFU Info looking at the actual toy, and I don't know. It's pretty close, I guess. But you know, I really like these. I think it's neat, and you know, kind of a small thing to collect. Not doesn't take up a lot of space, and you really only have to display it once a year. So this is cool. I'm gonna probably pre-order it as soon as I see it's available, and you know, we're able to get out of this pandemic.
Daryl, is this going to be trimming your tree this year?
Nope. I only have the first two just because I bought them because I could. And I stopped after that. I'm really not a huge fan of Christmas. So even when Christmas does come around, the two that I own, just they stay in here. So, yeah.
You know, you could probably make quite a bit of money by selling those if they don't really do anything for you.
I know. I've thought about it. I just never think to put them up. Canadians selling on eBay is not a really good business decision. It looks cool. I think it looks awesome. It really does bring back the G1 toy design. I mean, if you were so inclined, it looked like you could just cut it apart a bit and put some hinges in there, and it'd transform. It really does look good. If I were into Christmas, I'd buy it, but I'm not, so I won't.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all our toy topics for this week, so let's move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the awesome Transformers merchandise we got this week. We do this as a video that we show on YouTube, so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition. But we also put the audio right here so you can keep listening to the podcast and listen to us describe everything in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's talk about the stuff we got this week. Of course, we are all practicing social distancing, not really going out all that often, and not getting to the store as often as we'd like. So not a lot of stuff coming in. For me, I did not get anything new this week. But I did pull out something. I don't know if I've shown this before, but it's probably something you've all seen before. My daughter got this for me as a present, I think for Valentine's Day. I can't remember.
Is it Squeaks?
No, it is not Squeaks. That was Christmas 2 years ago. but what we've given these out as prizes in the past, although I think we had different ones, but I got a Grimlock Robots in Disguise 2015 Grimlock Pez dispenser.
We've given out those.
And So this was from my daughter. She gave me one, and she's been yelling at me because I haven't opened it yet. She's like, "When are you going to eat the candy?" I think she's expecting me to give her some candy. So sorry, I haven't opened it to eat the candy yet. I will open it soon, and then you can have some candy. You can have some Pez. So,
well, yeah, with your weight loss and stuff, maybe just give her the Pez altogether, because you know those are like pure sugar.
It only takes one Pez. Only takes one, and you're and you're back where you started.
It's like, well, off the wagon.
These don't feel like 100 pounds worth of Pez. So I think if I have a couple of Pez, I'll be all right.
That's where everyone makes the mistake. It's mass shifting. And then,
well, you start with a couple, and then suddenly, you know, you're on the street corner looking for a dealer of pixie sticks, and
I turn into the Flanders kids and get hopped up on sugar, and yeah, so
I'll suck your dick for right. some pears.
The priestly.
All right, maybe I shouldn't give the pears to my daughter. Yeah, pears. Don't do drugs, kids. That's what I got. Jeremy, got something good this week?
Yeah, not Pez? This week, but no. I do have, you know, some of those.
I know you do.
My kid also asked me when I'm going to open them. I'm like, I'm not opening them. But, like, you know, originally it was like, because I just, you know, collecting them, I'm just not opening them. Now I'm like, it's a slippery slope. I'm not going down that road. No, what I actually just opened, literally just opened. I have not actually transformed them yet. The 35th anniversary Siege Optimus Prime.
Nice.
It's a nice looking figure. The I wish the cell shading wasn't on the red part. And I mean, it looks fine on the windows, the chest windows there. But if you look at the red, it doesn't look as good to me. I did flip it around, and you can see, like, even the headlights have it. Doesn't look as good on the headlights as it does on the windows, but I don't know. It looks fine, although this is the version of Optimus that has the extra headlights on the roof to make it look more Cybertronian. But the actual look of Optimus Prime as a robot, he looks the way he should. Even the gun is cel-shaded, I just noticed. Across the top, which doesn't make sense. He also comes with his axe that looks really cool. I like the gimmick of being able to hide the blades. Oh, no, I just got my... No. but I think all in all, this is a pretty good figure. I really want to get the new one that has the trailer and everything and doesn't have the extra headlights. I think that this was good, and I will take the cel shading look over the Siege battle damage. I think it looks good, and you know, I have the Megatron too, so you know, it's nice Megatron Optimus pairing with the same version. So yeah, this looks fun. So that's all I got.
All right, Daryl, wrap us up.
I just grabbed a couple figures off my shelf, and I can't remember whether I've showed them off or not. I've showed off a lot of stuff.
It doesn't matter. We're all kind of trapped.
This is G1 Quick Switch, and he's fairly new to the collection, so may or may not have shown him off, but he's a fun little figure. And if you look at him, I mean, he turns into 6 different things, and you look at him and you're like, how the hell do you get 6 things out of this guy? He, you know, but I mean, it's all there. He's got a couple panels that flip open and you know, a couple wings that open up, and yeah, it's all there. And it's pretty fun. Just quick switch here. He's pretty small by comparison. You know, I mean, the other figure that does this is 6 shot, and he's supposed to be his son. So yeah, but 6 shot's much bigger, but yeah. So you get a lot more, out of a smaller package in this one. So it's pretty cool. He's a fun little guy. The colors are kind of crazy, but, yeah, he's a fun figure for G1. Definitely late G1. The other one is definitely one that took me a long time to kind of complete, and I'm glad to finally have it done. This one's probably one of my more expensive G1 figures, but any excuse to kind of show him off, I'm going to do. This is G1 Bludgeon, and he's pretty cool. He's definitely one of those figures that, you know, he's a pretender, so the modern incarnation of Bludgeon is that he turns into a tank, and he's got, like, the samurai look and all that stuff. But this pretender just has the skull face and the samurai look, and the, you know, the figure inside is what turns into the tank, you know, when you add the, you know, the turret from the outside. So, I mean, he was definitely a parts former. You know, when you break it down, he's not really the best figure. but he's cool as shit. So that's what has made him an everlasting character and really one of the more, you know, iconic in Transformers history. But yeah, G1 Bludgeon, a pretty awesome character. And that Skullhead is just awesome.
Oh, sweet. I don't think I've ever seen him without the helmet.
Oh, no, that's all you find him as, you know, the helmet. Like, that's a $60 helmet. So, yeah, it's he's pretty cool. So, Bludgeon, pretty awesome. But that's it. That's all I brought today.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for Trips to the Store this week.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions. Convention news, non-existent, and no feedback this week. So that'll do it. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
I want to live on island time.
Oh, the pandemic beard is gone. And Daryl's pandemic beard is gone, too. It's just got the handlebars.
Got to do what you got to do. I wanted to do something fun. Since nobody sees me, I wanted to do something fun with the facial hair.
We could do a review of one of our reviews of a comic. You might have heard me. I was like burping, trying to get away from the mic as quick as I could.
Okay. Okay. So it was like,
yeah, that was me.
Thank you for assuming that I was the one burping, though.
No, I didn't think you were burping. I thought you were saying something. You like to interrupt.